Last October, police shot and killed prison escapee William DeCroix at a roadblock. Self-defense, the public prosecutor ruled. DeCroix's family called it assassination by French colonial troops. Since then, heavily armed young Canucks from DeCroix's hometown of Saint-Louis have repeatedly closed the road that runs south from the capital, Noumea, at first with roadblocks of burning cars, and after those were cleared, by firing at traffic. Last week, as 2,000 people demonstrated outside his office to protest the latest road closure, French High Commissioner Thierry Lataste said 60 police operations had been carried out in Saint-Louis over the past 3 months, involving at least 40 officers each time. So far, 11 people are in jail. Maybe the most telling incident happened in December after police identified a man named Ramon Narraro as a leader of the armed Canucks in Saint-Louis. A week later, a still unidentified man shot Narraro dead when a fight erupted between some who want to cooperate with authorities and a group that wants revenge for the death of DeCroix. French Justice Minister Jean-Jacques Urvoas noted that during that week, not a single person had reported Narraro to the police. All of this against the backdrop of preparations for a plebiscite in New Caledonia to choose independence or continued rule by France. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.